the St. Louis Cardinals.
They move through the fires of hell. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. World leaders, veterans, their families, and thousands of people just wanting to give thanks gather in Normandy, France, to mark 75 years since the Allies' D-Day invasion of Nazi-occupied France during World War II. Fox's Simon Owens there live in Normandy.
Chris, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron joined at a commemoration ceremony here at the American Cemetery by around 35 American D-Day veterans.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation.
President Macron said he bows down before the veterans' bravery, telling them, "We know what we owe you, our freedom." 75 years after D-Day, surviving veterans of the pivotal Allied assault on Nazi-occupied France are now in their 90s or older. Chris?
Simon, thank you. Back in Washington, more talks between members of the Trump administration and Mexican officials who do not want the president to impose tariffs on Mexican imports unless there's more done to stop illegal immigration into the U.S. Some Republicans in Congress have said the tariffs are a bad idea that'll hurt American businesses and consumers, but the president tells Fox's Laura Ingraham.
Republicans should love what I'm doing.
But isn't this Congress's fault for not passing asylum reform? So why does it seem like Mexico's bearing the brunt?
Because it's their fault also, because they're letting millions of people walk up through their country, and they shouldn't let anybody walk up through their country.
The 5% tariffs are due to kick in Monday, going up every month until President Trump says the Mexican government is doing enough. A nurse in northwestern Germany is convicted of 85 murders and sentenced to life in prison. Niels Hogel, 42 years old, liked to put patients into cardiac arrest because he liked the feeling of resuscitating them. Some of them didn't make it. He apologized in court in a closing statement at the end of his 7-month trial. He worked at two hospitals between 2000 and 2005. This is Fox News.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, "Hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more." Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
In Nashville, the Country Music Television Awards.
Carrie Underwood won her 19th and 20th CMT Awards for Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year, giving her the most awards in the fan-voted show's history.
Fans, thank you so much.
Little Big Town hosted the awards in Nashville for a second year, and while accepting the award for Group Video of the Year, Zach Brown got one by the censors.
Have courage to stand up against the machine, be yourself, work hard, and one day you can stand up here and tell all the haters off.
Some of the fans immediately asked, why is he so angry? Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Cocaine is becoming more available across Europe, according to the European Union agency that monitors illicit drug use. It's social media and encryption, it turns out, are helping small gangs and individual drug dealers sell products, sometimes with call centers that use couriers to deliver the coke. What the National Weather Service thought was a rain cloud over Southern California turned out to be something else.
A radar from the San Diego office Tuesday evening seemed to show light to moderate rain showers moving towards San Bernardino. But upon further review, it was actually a cloud of ladybugs. The cloud was flying at 5 to 9,000 feet. It's unclear what kind of ladybugs those were, but the LA Times reports one type called lady beetles mate and migrate from the Sierra Nevada to Valley areas where they lay their eggs. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A 97-year-old paratrooper from San Diego who jumped into the fight during the D-Day invasion 75 years ago came back to Normandy, France to do it again.
This might be the conclusion for me.
He's recreated the jump before in tandem harness to another parachuter with, he says, at this time, no one's shooting at him. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It is ESPN 93.5 on this very historic day, D-Day, 75 years later. We'll touch on that coming up with Simon Owen live from the American Cemetery in Normandy, overlooking Omaha Beach. That's moments away. Stand by live with Simon Owen. Local news now brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A smoke alarm alerted a man and woman from a home on Champaign's north side on Tuesday. They were able to escape a house fire safely. The home was destroyed in the fire. Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig says the smoke alarm they received was part of the Champaign Fire Department's distribution program in March. The News Gazette says firefighters were called out at about 1:30 p.m. Damage was estimated at $60,000. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker has signed the latest Illinois budget. It begins July 1st. It is a 2% increase in spending over the current year. WQAD says it fully funds the state's $9 billion pension program. It also boosts education funding. Voters will be asked next year whether they want to go to a graduated income tax in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees, and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand-in-hand through the entire process, whether it's your first home or your fourth. Work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Well, beautiful morning across East Central Illinois. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign, Windsor, and Duncan. Also on Cunningham in Urbana. Call them at 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high 85 expected with a partly cloudy condition. 63-hour low tonight. Up to 83 tomorrow, down to around 60. 83 the high both Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. The 50% chance of showers comes late in the day. Right now, the temperature's at 68 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Of all the places I've been in the world, Normandy was one of the most stirring, one of the most compelling, one of the most impactful. And seeing Omaha Beach, where so many of our American boys lost their lives, I'll never forget. I'll never see a bluff again and not think of the bravery of those people. 75 years ago today. Fox News reporter Simon Owen. This morning, Simon, where are you again?
Morning, Stevie. Yes, speaking to you today from the Normandy American Cemetery, which is sited on a cliff overlooking Omaha Beach in northern France, one of the beaches where the D-Day landings took place. And we've just seen today a commemoration ceremony taking place here. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in attendance, but perhaps more importantly, around 35 American D-Day veterans who 75 years later are now in their 90s, their late 90s, some of them, and some of them over 100 years old. But they made the journey from the United States, and they were here today to be celebrated. And President Trump told them, you are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. He said, you are the pride of our nation. And President Macron also as well, in his speech, he was saying he bows down before the veterans' bravery. He says, we know what we owe you, our freedom.
I think the president referenced it, the altar of liberty, didn't he? It was a very good speech.
Yes, he talked about this being the altar of liberty and a place where these soldiers went in and won back this ground for civilization. And he called out a couple of the veterans who are here by name, and one of them he said, Ray, the world salutes you.
Simon Owen, live from the Bluffs. We'll have more from him later on this hour and later on in the program. It is an extraordinary spot where Simon is this morning. It's exactly where we visited. I think it's been 10 years for us when we were there. And it is unbelievable to go. And if you've never been to Normandy, if you've never visited the beaches, Omaha Beach, where so much, where private, Saving Private Ryan gave you a glimpse, perhaps, in a theater and a movie second. Mm-hmm. It's just so unbelievable difficult to watch what those boys and how they felt and how difficult they must have been that morning. A little more on this coming up. Tony Lazzaro, are you there?
Yeah.
Tony, nice to have you on the show. He's a Republican strategist, Big Tent Republicans, PAC founder. There is some buzz about this tariffs on Mexico. Some Republicans are saying, hey, this isn't a good idea. What's your take, Tony?
Well, I think, you know, this was part of the president's so-called maximum pressure campaign. That's a term used with Iran, but now, in effect, we're seeing it with China and Mexico. And, you know, I think it's surprising to see Republicans in Congress coming out so against these measures when, you know, these are the same people saying we have to do absolutely everything we can to fight the illegal immigration crisis. And I think the president has tried to do everything he possibly can, you know, with Mexico, with Congress, with executive orders, and with the DHS policies. And, you know, this is kind of the only strategic move available to him right now. And, you know, it's a 5% tariff. You know, we're not really talking about something that's catastrophic to trade with Mexico. So I think it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, it's going to be 30% by what, October? And I'm not sure the ramifications on our economy on that. I know Mexico's very unhappy. The president says, hey, there are people walking through their country. They shouldn't allow that. So, again, it's kind of out of desperation, but the bottom line is Congress has failed this issue for 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats have said repeatedly here in the last year or so, this is not a crisis. You know, we don't know what the Republicans are talking about, basically. You know, you look at that and you look at the pictures of, you know, 1,000 people walking across the wall to the border between Mexico and Guatemala being, you know, physically broken down and Mexico doing absolutely nothing about, you know, securing a small area to stop that caravan. We saw the pictures of last year. And I think it's reasonable for the president to say, listen, we need your help, Mexico. And, you know, you guys just don't care about this problem because their philosophy has been it's not their problem.
Well, and I think also they know that the Hispanic voter probably will vote Democratic most of the time. I don't know what happens here. I really don't. I just know that it's a mess, and people are pointing fingers as who's responsible. But the Democrats seem to be not interested, at least till after 2020. It's turned political.
Yeah. I mean, the Democrats are not interested at all. I mean, it's just I've talked to a lot of Democrat friend and colleagues of mine and ask them, I mean, how can you really look at these pictures and statistics and say, you know, you don't believe that this is a crisis at all or whatever? And their answers are basically, well, we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform because somehow, you know, passing amnesty would somehow stop the flow on the southern border. But, yeah, I mean, looking at it politically, I think that, you know, it's a hot potato for sure, but it definitely gets people out to vote for the president. And I do think his popularity on the wall issue and whatnot, when the truth comes out, is heading in the right direction. I mean, we've seen more and more people support the security measures and the wall itself on the border after the president has kind of made his case over the last couple of years.
Well, I'm telling you, somebody needs to tell the far left that Donald Trump has a chance to win in 2020, because if we needed a safe space in 2016, we're going to need a safe state. There's going to be so many people distraught because of what they're listening to on MSNBC. Somebody needs to tell him for their own mental health. He actually has the chance to win, people. So get over it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, they still believe that they live in a huge bubble. I mean, it's unbelievable, but that is the case. And I mean, we'll see more of what we saw in 2016 for sure if he wins the second term.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be way worse from the standpoint of what they're being fed regularly on their CNNs. Tony, how do people find you?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at TonyGOP or go to BigTentRepublicans.org to learn more about what we do.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time from Minneapolis this morning. Tony Lazzaro, it's 7:15. ESPN 93.5, you can always text us. We're going to play the full visit that I had with Simon Omen, and I taped it about 20 minutes ago, right before we went on the air. We'll play the full live from Normandy at the American Cemetery, where Donald Trump gave some messages, some words of hope, and I think a very good speech. We'll play some of that, too, as we go. That happened about an hour ago. We have big news in sports, my friends. The Cubs have done what they needed to do. They have signed a closer. They had to do it, and they did it. They spent $43 million on Craig Kimbrell. I've got reaction from David Bodie. I got reaction from Anthony Rizzo, from John Lester, from just a quip from Joe Madden, all that coming up. As we check your morning sports this morning, quarter after 7, here we go, Diane Ducey.
Well, and because of the St. Louis Cardinals-Cincinnati Reds game being postponed, it looks like they're going to have a day-night doubleheader to make that up August 31st. Mm-hmm. But 12:15 start for today here on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
We had such a delightful time in the UMB Champions Club last night, didn't we, John?
We had a great time, Mike, but we didn't have any baseball to call.
What happened?
Well, the skies opened again. And they've opened way too often. A couple of rain delays in Philadelphia. Rain delay action over the weekend against the Cubs. Two rain delays against the Reds. And finally, last night, they called it about 8:30. And hopefully we can get the game in today with the Cardinals and Reds trying to conclude what has become a two-game series.
We'll have to wait. We're on the air at 11:20 with the pregame show today. So we'll have our final game against this Cincinnati team, hopefully. So stay tuned. Last night's game was rained out, and I mean to tell you, it poured in downtown St. Louis. Buckets and buckets of rain. So we'll try them again today.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win yesterday 9-8, greatly because David Bodie had some great hits.
Here's the pitch by Marquez. This one is hit in the air to deep left field. Look up! Gone! A three-run home run for David Bodie. Bodie swings and lines one. Base hit in right field. Contreras rounds third. He's coming home. Here comes the throw. Hit first line. Throw gets by. He's safe. Contreras scores. And the Cubs get that extra cushion. 7 lead over the Rockies.
And that was the winner. That was the game winner. They needed that extra run because the Rockies got a run in the ninth inning. So there you go, David Bodie.
Jose Quintana to the mound this afternoon. It's Cubs in Colorado again at 1:20, heard on US 105.9.
And the Cubs are back in first place after an unbelievable
Miami over Milwaukee.
Two in a row. They beat him 16-0 the other night and beat him 8-3 last night. What, Miami?
I thought Miami was AAA ball.
I guess they're not. And the Cardinals got 7 games with Miami coming up, so I'm a little worried.
Oh, boy. Washington Nationals, 6-4 winners over the Chicago White Sox after Trey Turner's 2-run walk-off homer from the Washington Nationals. White Sox with the day off today. NBA playoffs had Toronto on top, 123-109. It'll be NHL action tonight. St. Louis is in Boston, 7 o'clock on NBC. That series is tied at 2 apiece. It looks like the Bruins captain, Chara, has puck to the jaw. You know, I talked about this 6'5 guy taking a hit and it being bloody. And, you know, he wants to play.
Yeah, I bet
course.
He does. All those guys.
So that's an issue today. He wasn't practicing yesterday.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go. And again, Craig Kimbrell, the best reliever closer in baseball over the last 8 years, the best guy, won the World Series last year with Boston. He's a Cub. $43 million later, he's a Cub. Here's reaction coming up in just a few moments. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
It's a nice day with a high 85, 63-hour low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 10%. Wrap it up the week with a high 83, low 60. 10% shot in an isolated shower, thunderstorm, both Saturday and Sunday, up to around 82, down into the mid-60s, with a 50% chance of scattered showers late. Right now, the temperature's at 68 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday, June 6, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, we all get them and we all hate them, robocalls. And today the FCC is expected to take a vote which would make it easier for consumers to block them. The measure would clarify that cell phone carriers can automatically enroll consumers in call blocking services. Currently, most customers need to opt in for that. Critics say the new policy could lead to the blocking of lawful communications. Stocks poised to open higher today. They are rising in pre-market trading after a gain yesterday. A big reason for this, comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who seemed to be saying he would lower rates if trade disputes hurt economic growth. And the Labor Department releases jobs numbers this week. According to a survey by economists, the unemployment rate probably kept to its nearly 50-year low of 3.6%, with 185,000 jobs created in May. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Thinking about Father's Day?
Yep, I'm all ready for it. Do you know what your kids are getting you?
Well, not really, but if they know what's good for them, they'll head over to Game Day Spirit and Champagne.
That's where I went. I got my dad a new polo. It was 20% off. I also got a deal on hats because it's buy one, get one 50% off.
Wow, that's so cool. So you're going to give the other hat to me, right? Since, you know, I'm kind of like your work dad.
Probably not, Lon.
Happy Father's Day to all our favorite dads. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
You betcha. All right, it is 7:23. You were at Anita Purvis Nature Center last night.
Yeah, their 40th anniversary. They've got lots of stuff going on this week. And the secret word was uttered by Melissa, a student from Wiley. And she got the $50 gift card from Old Orchard Lanes and Links.
Yeah, I just threw that in yesterday. If you find Diane tonight, which was last night, say bowling, and I'll be darned. Melissa found Diane and said bowling.
Exactly.
Paul, Minuteman Press is listening.
He is. He's a big Cubs fan. He'll be real happy about this Craig Kimbrel news.
This is what the Cubs had to do. I told a couple of Cub fans on the bus before you left for St. Louis on Sunday, I said, Cubs are the best. They have got to get help in the bullpen. And they did. They spent $43 million on the best closer in baseball, who wasn't signed because I think he wanted $100 million in a long-term deal. The Cubs got him for 3 years, $43 million, option for a fourth year as well. We'll see how good he is. You know, you have to just say, if Kimbrel, and it's a big capital I, capital F, if Craig Kimbrel is same guy, Cubs are going to win the World Series again. That's what they needed. They got all the hitting. They had nobody to close a game. Now you take all those other wannabes, have them pitch the seventh and the eighth, and let Kimbrel handle the ninth. It's now an eight-inning baseball game. And if Morrill comes back, Brandon Morrill, and now you got Brandon Morrill on the eighth, now it's a seven-inning baseball game. Cubs are positioned, but, again, you're presuming and assuming, and it should happen, Kimbrel will be the same guy. If he is, you got something there. Now, here's a reaction. I got David Bodie, and then the whispery-sounding guy is Anthony Rizzo. I've never heard Anthony Rizzo talk. I would suggest a little more diaphragm.
Okay.
And then John Lester, I've never heard him talk, and he's got a nice radio voice.
Huh.
So here's David Bodie, then Anthony Rizzo, and then John Lester, and then just briefly, Joe Maddon at the very end, from the Chicago Tribune, recorded last night. Bodie's first.
When I was down looking at the pitcher, Marquez during the game, like how he pitched KB, and then Landon JD goes, well, there's a lot of murmur on Twitter going that Ken Rosenthal reported that Cubs pending physical sign Kimbrel, and I was like, sick! that's awesome. I'm super excited. You see what he does. There's nothing to say. Like, his reputation speaks for itself.
Deuce, you know, just obviously means he's on.
This is Rizzo.
What he's done. Winning the World Series last year and he's done throughout his career is amazing. And it's definitely a big boost for us. Wow, he just lengthens everything out once he gets here and gets settled in. And I guess.
I could help Anthony Rizzo. I could really help Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Okay, here's John Lester.
Maybe raise some awareness that, you know, we are a lot better than whatever that computer program said we were going to be. We're in a good position to make a move. And, you know, those
guys. Those guys stepped up big for us. I mean, that's like I said, that's a big thing for us. I mean, the cargo move too. I mean, I think that's kind of a sneaky under the radar move for us that we did. And Bailey comes in and steps in and makes a huge play and gets a big hit for us. So I think this only sets us up obviously for this year, but for a couple more years.
I guess it's something I really can't comment on yet. I know you've heard what you've heard.
That's Joe Maddon. Can't comment on yet. He knew it, but it wasn't official. Pending a physical, Craig Kimbrell will pitch for the Cubs, closing out baseball games. Now the $64,000 question, when will he be ready? They think, based on what they've observed in kind of a bullpen session, they think he can be ready before the end of June, and this is June 6th. So he'll have to ramp up. He'll have to go to the minor leagues for a few appearances, make sure live hitters. It's been a while, been a year. He pitched in the World Series last October. So they've got to kind of ramp him up, make sure he doesn't overdo it quickly.
True.
And then they'll have him certainly by the All-Star break, which is early July, and then the end of the season. And I don't see how the Cubs can't win it. It's they are firmly now the favorites in my mind to win their second World Series in 4 years. All right, 728. Speaking of the Cubs, we do have a bus trip. There are people that said, I'm so excited for the Cubs to go to Wrigley Field, and then the time of the game changed.
Yep, it was one of those flex games that they changed from 1:15 to a 6 o'clock start.
We had a full bus at 1:15 committed, and then people said, I'm not going.
Right.
It's going to be late when you get home.
Right.
If you would like to go, I have a pair of tickets. They are $169 each. I got a pair of tickets, and I'm going to sell two for $169, so essentially two for one. If you are interested in our pair of tickets from Stevie J Travel, I'll sell two for one, a one pair of tickets. Text us the word Cubs. Now with this extra energy, there might be more people saying, I don't care when I get home.
That's right.
We got to wait
a bucket list item. Might as well make it happen.
It's at Wrigley Field. It'll feel like a World Series because it's national television. Cub fans are going to be juiced now with Kimbrell because they know they can have another parade.
That's right. Looking at Sunday's game, looks like Adam Wainwright versus Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, good luck. When they throw Kyle Hendricks out there, the Cardinals might get two hits. Maybe get two hits. Going to be tough. They can't hit Kyle Hendricks. He had an 81-pitch, full 9-inning game against him last time. 359-2255, Cub fans. You want to go on the bus trip on Sunday? It leaves from where Taffy's used to be.
Right.
Country Fair.
Uh-huh.
1 o'clock. We'll get there 4:30 or so, somewhere around there. Game starts 6:05.
That's right.
Time to walk around Wrigleyville.
Uh-huh.
359-2255. You might have to walk four blocks. We're struggling with any drop-off. It's just the way it is. You got to walk around Wrigley a little bit because we can't get close. 359-2255. We'll sell two tickets, $338. I'll give two tickets for the price of one, $169. Text in if you're interested. We'll contact you later. Cubs at 359-2255. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You want to go to an award-winning dealer? You want somebody that'll take care of you before, during, and after the sale? They know their product. They'll take care of it the first time in service. They'll give you a great price. They'll stand by it. They got so many beautiful vehicles. I just encourage you to go poke around at drivechampagne.com. That's the website.
Uh-huh.
Or visit them right near the Savoy 16. It's off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Say hey to the good guys there. Ben Quattrone, Craig Fanning.
Tommy West.
Christian Wallace. You've got.
That's right.
You got Kenny over there on the BMW side. Award-winning dealership, drivechampagne.com, Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. 75 years after D-Day, veterans honored in Normandy, France.
You are the glory of our republic, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
President Trump marking the anniversary of the invasion, which helped turn the tide of the war, along with world leaders, including the French president.
Emmanuel Macron presented the highest honor that France has to give, the Order of the Legion of Honor, to five American veterans. The two leaders now are in the nearby town of Cannes. They're having a working lunch, bilateral meeting, a lot to talk about, probably some reflections of the morning, as well as trade, national security, Iran, North Korea.
Fox's John Roberts. And one cause of death ruled out. out for the Texas couple who died while on vacation in Fiji. Health officials there saying the flu was not a potential cause, but they still don't have an answer. This is Fox News.
Check our local news on ESPN 93.5 and brought to you this morning by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Opening statements are now scheduled for next Wednesday in the case of Brent Christensen, who's accused in the kidnapping and death of Yingyan Zhang in 2017. Jury selection is happening at the federal building and U.S. courthouse in Peoria. Most of the juror questioning happened behind closed doors. WCIA says as of last night, 45 potential jurors have been qualified for the trial. The Champaign County Treasurer's Office says the bills for the 2018 property taxes payable this summer are in the mail. The News Gazette says tax bills are running about a month behind because of new technology that's being installed at county offices involved in the tax billing cycle and because of a delay in getting the county multiplier from the state. The first installment will be due July 1st. They were mailed on Friday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast and brought to you by our buddies, our friends, where I worked with them for a full morning. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, known as CMI, janitorial supplies. They let me drive their machines. You know, it's like a little lawnmower, riding lawnmower where I clean floors. I thought I was really good, and I don't think I hit too many poles. Well, anyway, I thought it was pretty good. CMI has all the janitorial supplies, cleaning equipment, their scrubbers, wet vacuums. What are you looking for? Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com, 359-6262.
Well, today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, we've got highs in the mid-80s down into the mid-60s at night. Mainly partly cloudy today and tomorrow, but there's a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms late on Saturday and Sunday. Not a bad weekend ahead. Temperatures at 69 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, as we commemorate, we remember 75 years. I mean, let's be very honest, there's not going to be a whole bunch of them left at the next time they commemorate and remember 75 years ago. D-Day, 1944, June 6, 1944, it turned the war. The Germans were not afraid of us. They thought that area was so firm that the Allies could never penetrate it. Goebbels, who was the associate and assistant to Hitler, was off buying his wife birthday shoes. We had sent in fake tanks and fake airplanes other places so that their satellite, not satellite, their airplane reconnaissance could say, well, they're over there. They're not coming there. It's too fortified. They'd never try it. Hitler did not think it possible that they could penetrate that wall. And they did not want to wake up the Führer, so he didn't make a move until 10 in the morning. And we had arrived way earlier, 6:30 or so in the morning.
Right, and the weather was awful.
Awful weather, and they did not expect us in bad weather.
That's right.
To storm the beaches at Normandy. And so Simon Owen, right there, I believe, and I recorded this about 40 minutes ago, Fox News reporter Simon Owen.
Morning, Stevie. Yes, speaking to you today from the Normandy American Cemetery, which is sited on a cliff overlooking Omaha Beach in northern France, one of the beaches where the D-Day landings took place. And we've just seen today a commemoration ceremony taking place here. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in attendance, but perhaps more importantly, around 35 American D-Day veterans who 75 years later are now in their 90s, their late 90s, some of them, and some of them over 100 years old. But they made the journey from the United States, and they were here today to be celebrated, and President Trump told them, you are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. He said, you are the pride of our nation. And President Macron also as well, in his speech, he was saying he bows down before the veterans' bravery. He says, we know what we owe you, our freedom.
I think the president referenced it, the altar of liberty, didn't he? It was a very good speech.
Yes, he talked about this being the altar of liberty and a place where these soldiers went in and won back this ground for civilization. And he called out a couple of the veterans who are here by name, and one of them he said, Ray, the world salutes you. And five of these veterans were actually handed France's Legion of Honor during this ceremony, which is France's top honor, handed out to five of these men by the president himself. And it's worth saying, Stevie, for those who haven't visited this site, it's an extraordinary place. You're up at the top of this cliff. You can see the English Channel from where this vast armada set sail on June 6th from England. And you can get a glimpse of the English Channel today. It's blue, the weather is shining down, and it's sunny, and that is lighting up the white crosses and stars of David that are arranged in really precise military precision, if you like, lines. 9,300 and more American servicemen laid to rest here, most of them killed on D-Day or in the campaign that followed.
How would you describe the feeling, the mood of the people today? It's a memorial, but it's also celebratory in some sense, of course, because of the victory.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly both of those things because, you know, D-Day did essentially what it was supposed to do. It turned the tide of the war. It was an unprecedented, ambitious, bold attack on the Nazis. But it also came with a staggering cost, and just on this day alone, depending on the estimate you look at, between 2,000 and 4,000 Allied servicemen were killed on one day alone. And then there were many months of fierce fighting that followed as the Allies fought their way into mainland France. So, yeah, there is a combination there. But I've spent a couple of days with some of the veterans who have come over here, and they've been certainly getting, I think you can call it a rock star reception, you know, just walking along, hand after hand is extended to shake their hand. Many Americans who are over here, but also Europeans from various countries, people sticking out a hand saying, you know, this is for the Netherlands, this is for France, thank you for everything you did. When you speak to these veterans, though, for some of them there is definitely an element of torment, and some of them haven't been back since June 9th, since the war. So this is the first time they've set foot on the beaches since they were landing here on D-Day. And one man said to me, he's 96, I think, he said, you don't know half the memories that I had. Things that happened on this beach, I've just blocked out.
Simon Owen, well done, my friend. Thank you. Live from Normandy this morning on this very important day. Thank you. Talk soon.
Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen. Caught up with him about 45 minutes ago.
There was a 97-year-old World War II veteran marking the D-Day anniversary by parachuting into Normandy.
Wow.
I know.
Pretty good. George Herbert Walker Bush parachuted, I think, on his 90th. 97
right.
Is, wow.
And it was the same zone. The parachute was pierced by a bullet back in the day. He said he had the worst jump ever. But gathering about 200 other parachutists were at Normandy. This 97-year-old from San Diego, he, as he made his way down, went woohoo, and said upon landing, I represent a whole generation.
Yeah, and a generation that is incredibly brave, and we are so appreciative of their efforts, particularly today. 75 years ago, President Trump spoke from the American Cemetery with the backdrop of those living veterans that attended. Here's a little from that.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago. 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell, and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization, to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, wonderful. 170 there in attendance behind the president. President Macron from France standing with his wife. Everybody standing. This recorded about an hour ago off of CNN. President Trump speaking at D-Day 75th anniversary celebration. A very important day to remember and to understand what it took to preserve freedom and liberty around the world. All right, 742, I am Stevie J. A chance for you now to join one of my partners. They are Spring Green. If you would like to have that lawn looking like you know it can look, you know how good it can look.
That's right.
Text in the word green, and I can take care of $250. That'll get you quite a bit.
Yeah, it will.
You want your yard aerated? You want them to consult? You want to make sure you get your lawn sprayed at the right times? They will educate you, and you're going to say, you know what? I like this.
Right.
And you'll like the folks at Spring Green, Steve Imke, JT Warm Beer. They're just, I work, both Diane and I work for them.
That's right.
Our hard-working person thing.
Uh-huh.
And if you want great lawn care service, these are the guys. They're based in St. Joe. Love seeing them. They're wacky busy, but they're ready to help you. So if you would like $250 for Spring Green, all you have to do is text in the word green, 359-2255, 359-2255. Two things. You got to use this, at least get the ball rolling, have them come out, start the process here within 7 days. And you got to tell me what you think of them.
That's right.
I really like Steve's truck.
That's right.
It's got 500,000 miles on it. That's what it is. 359-2255. These guys are the best. Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team, they service all the way down to Charleston, Mattoon. So I don't care if you're in Paxton. It's cool. Maybe you're calling from Oakwood. All good. 359-2255. Anybody?
Yep.
Green is all I'm looking for here. I am rooting for you. Big time!
You have heard lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but what about dandelion, creeping Charlie, and crabgrass, oh my? These weeds can be destructive forces on your lawn. When figuring out the troublesome weeds, you need a respectable company that will give you the attention it needs. Spring Green is that company. Spring Green's lawn service program includes personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simplified and transparent process. To check it out, go to spring-green.com or call 359-2111.
Houlihan's Restaurant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great cuisine, appetizers, date night.
Yes.
Family gatherings, watch the ball game. What do you want to do?
I was there yesterday. I'm a fan of the Happy Apps between 4 and 6.
Now, what is a Happy Apps?
It's less than $4. There's like a half a dozen choices. I had some of the egg rolls. I had the lettuce leaves with the Thai chicken.
So could you have a de facto
There's
meal
two sliders.
For $4? It was four apps to feed two people?
I did. I feel like the cheapskate in the room.
No, it's called a special.
Okay.
And it's Happy Apps, 4 to 6 on when?
Every day.
Every day.
And all day on Sunday, but 4 to 6 on weekdays. So you'll have to tap into that. And, of course, Thursday nights, patio play. I'm loving the combinations
okay. So
that they're
getting.
So we've
got somebody playing local somebody tonight.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So take note of that, 6:30 to 8 on Thursdays, and it'll be a great night for that.
Houlihan's Restaurant just south of the State Farm Center. It's where you want to be online.
Online?
I got it.
It's essentially stayattheeye.com, and then you can click over to Houlihan's.
Mm-hmm.
But first in St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
I'm trying to see what this says. Because it says T-A-B-A-T, then stayattheeye.com.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's going to be typo. Well, anyway, stayattheeye.com, Houlihan's Restaurant.
Okay, very good. St. Louis and Cincinnati were postponed yesterday. They have a day-night doubleheader now at the end of August. But today, we'll wrap that series at 12:15, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. It's a day game for the Cubs 120 start. Jose Quintana to the mound after the Cubs beat Colorado yesterday. That final was 9-8, greatly because David Bodie had some awesome hits.
Here's the pitch by Marquez. This one is hit in the air to deep left field. Look up! Gone! A three-run home run for David Bodie. Bodie swings and lines one. Base hit in right field. Contreras rounds third. He's coming home. Here comes the throw. Head first slide. Throw gets by. He's safe. Contreras scores. And the Cubs get that extra cushion. A 9-7 lead over the Rockies.
They needed that. But, boy, I tell you what they needed, they got.
Uh-huh.
Craig Kimbrell, the best closer in baseball, is going to wear the pinstripes for the Chicago Cubs.
A three-year, $43 million deal. Of course, a few weeks of paperwork, physicals, things like that.
Well, working out, going to the minors.
Exactly.
Making sure he can still get guys out. But if he's Craig Kimbrell, Cubs win. They're the best team. They just couldn't close the game, so they win. Congratulations.
That's
you won another,
right.
You just won another World Series.
Miami beat Milwaukee 8-3 yesterday.
Cardinals, you just said, could I just get a selfie? Could I? I can't eat what? I wonder if Milwaukee or St. Louis will do something, because that's not good news for the Cardinals or the Brewers.
Washington Nationals beat the Chicago White Sox. Trey Turner had a two-run walk-off homer to cinch that game. White Sox have the day off today. Also trending, NBA playoff action with Toronto beating Golden State 123-109. On to the NHL playoffs. That quest for the Stanley Cup tied at 2 apiece. St. Louis is in Boston. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. What's trending in college basketball is the three-point line being pushed back to an international level.
Wait,
22 feet, 1 and 3/4
inches. 22-1. What was it?
I'm not sure.
I think it's back a couple of inches. I think it needed to be.
Right.
That is such an easy shot. I cannot believe what an easy shot the NBA line is. These guys have evolved to where that, you know, the three-point line used to be right at the top of the key in college.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie J can make that.
Yeah.
Then they backed it up, and now they're going international. So your percentages will go down. It's a little harder. It ought to be. It's another point.
That's true.
I'm fine with that.
So, Fighting Illini senior Devin Quinn advances in the NCAA finals down in Austin, Texas, in track. His 100-meter dash was 10.01.
That's fast.
Unbelievable. Broke a record that Andrew Riley had for our program in 2012, which was 10.02.
Wow. A shout-out to Champaign natives who got drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. How about Jeff Lindgren, former Centennial pitching star, ISU pitching star? How about Joe Iles? He goes to Colorado. Jeff goes to the Marlins in Miami. Joe Iles goes to the Colorado Rockies. You also had drafted yesterday Jake Snyder and Alex Barger. So Snyder, Barger, and Iles all played for Champaign Central and John Staub. And Lindgren played for Champaign Centennial. Wonderful Champaign Centennial. And very, very happy. Ryan Remily and Mike Always, these guys are great at Centennial. And we really want to, is it so difficult to, A, play college baseball? And then for somebody to want you to play professional baseball, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of guys who play baseball, and percentage-wise, very few ever get the call. ESPN 93.5, you're looking to build, buy, or refinance. Partner with Busey. Their in-house mortgage expertise and participation in a wide range of programs means your home loan is tailored to your needs. With nearly 40 special mortgage programs, Busick can help you find the one that fits your needs. Traditional financing options include fixed and adjustable, construction and lot loans, investment properties. Busick provides simplified home financing. They have 50 leading professionals that are good at this. You want to apply online at your own pace? Takes 20 minutes. BusickMortgage.com. Free pre-qualifications. Shop for your home knowing all your options. Busey is a name you can trust. Thousands upon thousands of families have depended on Busey and their expertise. If you're ready to take the next step, partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. 800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Go to BuseyMortgage.com, BuseyMortgage.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's time for the Inner Banna on Facebook.
We have tons of in-store specials Monday through Friday, but if you check out Facebook, we'd like to throw you secret specials that only you will know about if you follow us.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey, what?
Monday nights.
Oh, yeah.
We got a special we can't talk about right now.
We do.
But how do you find out about that?
You just follow us on Facebook.
That's it, guys. Go to Facebook.com and search Rosati's Pizza of Urbana. That's Rosati's Pizza of Urbana.
Yep. We'll see you soon.
I don't know what's going on Monday nights at Rosati's. So I need to follow them on Facebook.
You do.
What are they talking about?
Work your social media magic.
What are they talking about? Rosati's, I need that cheese. Here you go with weather.
Partly cloudy with a high 85. 20% chance of an isolated shower. 63 our low this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, down to 60. 10% chance of precipitation. 50% chance of showers late on Saturday and Sunday as we get just inside 80 and down into the mid-60s at night. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll break for the news from Fox. We'll come back with Jamie Monticelli. Local news, how much coffee is okay? Uh-oh. We got somebody that knows that.
Okay.
A little nervous about that one.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what I have. Sunday's whatever fine. This is.
I mean, that's probably two cups. You're fine.
All right. What's Sunday?
I was going to mention that the forecast looks pretty good in Chicago.
Oh.
There's morning showers, high 67,
whoa,
partly cloudy conditions.
What about 6 p.m.?
Cubs versus Cardinals. I mean, I think it'll be around 66
so
at that time.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Bring your jacket.
That's
and
right.
Always chilly at Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling a pair of tickets, 2-for-1 this morning. That's right. They're $338 for two tickets to this bus trip we have Sunday to Wrigley. But because it's late, there's some available tickets. So I'll do $169 for two seats.
That's great.
Which we're losing money on. So whatever. 359-2255. Text in Cubs. If you're interested in that, we'll contact you after 9. 359-2255. A pair of tickets. If you're interested in them, text in Cubs right now. 359-2255. Leave at 1 o'clock from the former where Taffy's was standing a week ago, Country Fair, and back by midnight or 1.
Exactly.
Okay. Fox next.